Girl, winter is so last season. And now spring's got you looking at pictures of tank tops with hungry eyes. Your algorithm is feeding you cutoffs. You're thirsty for the sun on your shoulders. That perfect hang on the patio sundress. Those sandals you can wear all day and all night. And you've had enough of shopping from your couch. Done hoping it looks anything like the picture when you tear open that envelope? It's time for a little in-person spring treat. It's time for a trip to Ross. Work your magic.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Principal Liner Notes podcast. It is great to have a friendly and familiar face back here with us. Lauren, you and I have been talking for almost 2 hours before we hit record here. It's just so great to catch up with you. It's great to have, for those of you who aren't familiar with Lauren, it is a treat to have Lauren Kaufman here back on the podcast for a third time. And as you are pressing play or download on this episode, Lauren, they may have in their hands a copy of your new masterpiece, The Leader Inside.
It's mind-blowing to even hear you say that. They're a copy. It would be an honor if somebody had the copy of that in their hands. I still can't believe that happened and that I actually did write this book. And it's just a culmination of all the writing that I've done over the course of time with my blogging. And to see that come full circle into a book and have amazing contributors who are not only friends, but have served as mentors and guides, the opportunity to amplify their voices in this book, I just look at it as such a gift. It was such a collective effort. And if it wasn't for all the people on my journey who've been placed in my path, this book wouldn't have come to fruition. So I am eternally grateful, and I'm grateful to be here with you again, Sean. And yes, we have been talking for a long time, but it was well overdue. We haven't had some catch-up time in quite a while. So
yeah, it really truly was overdue, and it's good to just, it's always great to, when we do catch up, it's like, it's like we, without missing a beat. So it's like the last time, even though it may have been a month ago or 2 months ago, it's like it's 5 minutes ago in an hour, kind of like in our time frame. And to me, that's the sign of a great friendship. And so I'm grateful that we've got that friendship and we've got that partnership, and the fact that the leader inside is, you know, Leader Inside, Stories of Leadership to Inspire the Leader Within. That's the full title of the book. Again, when folks have pressed play or listening to this or viewing this, they will have either ordered the book or they're about to order your book. And I know that this has been a journey for you, Lauren, that...
This episode is brought to you by Prime. Obsession is in session. And this summer, Prime Originals have everything you want. Steamy romances, irresistible love stories, and the book to screen favorites you've already read twice. Off Campus, Elle, Every Year After, The Love Hypothesis, Sterling Point, and more. Slow Burns, Second Chances, chemistry you can feel through the screen. Your next obsession is waiting. Watch only on Prime.
Has been a long time in coming. It's a dream that has been shared by many who are in your who are in your neighborhood and in your universe. So I guess for starters, what was the catalyst for this book?
Oh man, well, I'm thinking about that question, and if you had asked me 5 years ago if I would have that I'd be writing a book, or told me actually, Lauren, you're going to be writing a book. I wouldn't have imagined. I would have thought you were joking. And so sometimes these things that happen in our lives, these unexpected things, these disruptions in our lives that can be good disruptions, they bring other visions to reality. And it all started, and the reason I say that is that it all started about 4 or 5 years ago when I really started blogging George Kuros, who is a mutual friend of ours, had challenged me to start blogging and writing and sharing my ideas. We were using his book, The Innovator's Mindset, in a mentor program I had facilitated in a previous school district. And I did. I started blogging to reflect on my own learning and my thinking. And I haven't stopped since. And to this day, I think I'm at over 100, about 135 blog posts now. I try to blog weekly, but this book is really a culmination. I look at it as part one, really, because when I was rereading the book recently, I was saying, oh my goodness, this is like part one of my journey. Because I've blogged so much since that book has been sent over to impress, so really, it's just an honor to take all of those blogs and all of those experiences and all of my reflections in teaching and learning and education and package it and memorialize it into this book called The Leader Inside. And the reason why it's called The Leader Inside, Stories of Mentorship to Inspire the Leader Within, is that I really believe that our actions create a collection of stories that can positively impact others. And I believe that the heartbeat of education really lives inside the walls of schools. And within those walls, you find teachers and educators and leaders in the mess of learning. And it's really through those small things that happen on a day-to-day basis that lead up to the big things. That's when you see the big outcomes happen. And I feel like we only hear about the big things most of the time. Those are the things that are publicized, right? But it's the small things that have that big impact, as our friend Megan Lawson would say. You don't have to search for the big things, for the good things, to see the good things happen, right? The small things matter. So this book is really a culmination of all of those things, people who've been placed on my path along the way, who have served as mentors and guides. Some of those interactions have been, a lot of those interactions have been very positive and meaningful and have really impacted and influenced me as an educator, human being, and leader. The other unfavorable interactions, those are really important too, for this book, because they've taught me the leader about the leader perhaps I don't want to be. And those interactions have served as mentors too. But really, this book is, I think a lot about, I hope this book lands in the hands of people who are future leaders as well, waiting for someone else to recognize their innate gifts, so that that person can unleash the greatness within them, and then they can pay it forward in the future. And that's what this book is really about, in a nutshell. But it has a lot of story. Some research in there and a lot of actionable ideas that educators and leaders can implement tomorrow. And that's really important to me, for this book, is that this book, although it's told through a lot of storytelling, and I've quoted a lot of wonderful podcasts and authors and some research, that people can actually take something from it, take a piece of it with them and make it their own and use it to impact their themselves and their school community and their colleagues. So, but here we are.
So it's so exciting. Lauren, one of the things that I really admire about you and that I kind of lean on you for is what I call the art of reflection. You have such an appreciation for that and of reflection and how it does carry itself through, your blogs. It's very evident in the book, which I'm very honored that I read the preview of and got to endorse. And as I think about the art of reflection, it does require and demand intentionality and time and really. You got to work at it. You got to have that muscle memory for that. So, what is your approach to reflection, and how do you work that into the calculus of your day?
It's a really interesting question, because I really think there are different spaces we reflect in different ways in which we reflect. I think I'm reflecting all day long, right? Anything that happens during the course of my day, whether I'm reflecting in a few seconds or minutes, or it takes some time, after work and I go on my walk and I'm thinking about what just happened today or on my drive home, there are so many different spaces to reflect. Sometimes our reflections have to be really quick, right? And in the moment, because we have to make these on-demand decisions. And sometimes we have that space to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. It's like everything that happens is that puzzle piece that you have to fit into another puzzle piece to make that bigger picture. And when, if you want to bring a little neuroscience into this, if you think about focus mode and diffuse mode, right? When we're really focused all day and we're consuming so many things, it's hard for us to reflect. But when we go into that diffuse mode and we're able to connect all the dots, and come up with ideas, that's where these innovation is born, right? These ideas. And innovation doesn't have to be, as George would say, it doesn't have to be anything new, right? You could take something and, something that already exists and just make it better, that could be innovation. So when you ask me about, how I do that, how I formally do that is there are a lot of things in the course of the week, a lot of content I take in, a lot, and the content includes articles, books that I read, podcasts I listen to. There are my interactions that I have on a daily basis with colleagues and teachers and students. All of those things are kind of like research in a way, and what I do is if I'm listening to a book or a podcast or reading an article, I actually open my note section in my iPhone and I title it with whatever the podcast is or the book is, and that's where I take all my notes because you might not always be carrying that book with you or that article with you or that podcast, but you can, you do have your phone with you, your smartphone, and you can open it up when you need it to think about something. So that's my first little trick is that when I can consume information and something that's resonating with me, I'll write it down in my note section. So I always have access to it no matter where I am. I could be on food shopping and on a long line and I'll open it up. And I'll look at everything that I consumed for the week and I'll try to make connections to those ideas. So I'll take a quote maybe from one book or one article or one podcast and I'll think about how that's resonating with me. And then I try to connect it to real interactions that I've had over the course of the week. How does this connect with this experience? Or these experiences that I've had this week. And that's where my ideas are really born. And that's how I reflect. And that's how I put things into writing, is just from that process.
That's as you're sharing that, I'm thinking, I think Lauren's writing a blog post in her mind right now about her reflection process, because I just see, I love the practicality of your work and the accessibility of your work. I always have. The book is entitled The Leader Inside, and you've held several leadership positions in your career, and I know at the heart of your career is the classroom, and being with kids, and being in that moment. And I don't know about you, but when you became an administrator, when you went into central office and those things, I heard this when I made that leap. Well, I can't, you're going to the dark side. I can't do that. I'm not a leader. So I want to frame that mindset around those who are listening, who are hearing about your book and going, well, I'm not a leader. There's no leader inside me. I'm my heart's in the classroom. I'm a teacher, or I'm a paraprofessional, or I'm a researcher. I'm not an administrator. I'm not going to the dark side. And I know in the course of your book, you have some very intentional language about leadership and how you frame it through the other contributors, and we'll get into their bits in just a little bit. But what say you, Lauren, to that person that has kind of got, not necessarily knocking your book, but so often it's, well, I'm not going to go to that conference because that's for leaders, or I'm not going to read that book because I'm not an administrator. So where is that kind of hook for them? Because there is a very powerful hook for them in the book.
Well, thank you for asking that. Well, I think I am very, I know that I'm very clear in the book about that you don't have to be in a formal leadership role to be called a leader, right? If you are working with kids at any level of an organization, you are a leader. And I even say, I learned from my dad very early on. My dad used to say to me, Lauren, you salute the person, not the title. And there's a leader that lives inside us all, no matter what you do, right? So, and it's as you're talking, I'm thinking about it. I only just finished up my third year in administration. So I haven't been gone for that long from that other space. I've served in a lot of different roles. I was a year as a building leader, and now I'm a district leader. It seems like yesterday sometimes, but then it also seems so far away that I was in the classroom. And so I think all of my experiences through the trajectory of my career, in every role that I served in, I was able to take on that leadership role, but I was only able to do that because somebody else let me do that. Let me see that leader that lived inside of me. And I take you through the book, through all of those experiences where from a very young age, my fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Roth, who's in the book, who contributed to the book, she was very special to me because she discovered the leader in me even when I was a shy little girl. She inspired me. And the fact that she's even in this book, it's like such a gift and such an honor. Because she served as my mentor. I called her up 30 years later when I was applying for these administrative roles to help mentor me because she retired as an assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction. So she was a leader, as a teacher, right? And she recognized my leadership gifts as a student, not knowing that I would eventually, we would come full circle together, right? And what's interesting too is we have very like the same path. She started her administrative career as an assistant principal, then she was a curriculum person. So it was a similar kind of path. And the fact that we check in on each other regularly now, that's pretty awesome. So I think that I take you through the book, through those stories to show you the power of that when somebody recognizes those leadership qualities in you and and is able to capitalize on that, that I think it would speak to anyone in an educational organization. I don't think this book is just for leaders. It's finding your leader inside, with whatever you're doing and approaching your work with that leadership lens, because we're a model, right? For we want to model what we want to see in others. So I do think when we surround ourselves with people who act as mirrors, we can then reflect on our own growth through that process. And teaching, I say in the book, teaching is not just something you do, it's a calling. It's the same with leading. It's not just something you do, it's a calling. So I think every interaction is a learning experience that enhances your leadership lens.
Yeah. And speaking of surrounding yourself with others who serve as those mirrors, you did just a fine job of finding the right kind of folks to surround yourself within the book with the contributors. You mentioned Mrs. Roth, your former teacher and now mentor. I'd love for you to share a little bit about each of the contributors, some of who've been on this podcast, and some who like I'm real grateful, like you've introduced me to Tasha, for example. Let's start with Tasha.
Okay. So this is so Tasha and I was her instructional coach years ago, but really I met her when I was in grad school and she was doing work within the grad school setting. She was doing some field, on the field research and some practicums with students, and I was kind of doing the same. And that's how we met, actually, when I really look back. But
Nice.
then I became her instructional coach when she was a classroom teacher. And we always had such a great synergy together. She was always so open to learning. And I would walk by her classroom, and she was always so open to talking with me about what was going on in her classroom. And I was able to share ideas with her. And then fast forward, she became an instructional coach in my previous school district, and we had the opportunity to work together in that role. And we became pretty fast friends, and she's remained by my side through my whole journey. She has her unwavering support. She's just such a positive person, and she has such a presence about her. Kids love her, families love her, her colleagues love her. She just has such a positive energy about her, and she's somebody I turn to a lot, to hear her voice, to lift me up or just to ask advice. And I would do the same for her in a heartbeat. And she actually just went through her leadership certification, and she's credentialed now, so she may be a future formal leader in the making, but she really is a leader. Talk about the leader inside. She really finds gifts in others, and her chapter is really focused on community and how she connected with community and how she served in a leadership role within the community to connect with the families. So I don't want to give too much away,
Yeah.
but it's a pretty special chapter.
It
So
is.
I'm excited for her because this is her debut in a book. And I'm so honored that it was, my book that she's in. I should say also that all of the contributors, if I didn't say this already, I know them very well. And I think I maybe said this in the beginning, they have all served as mentors and guides for me. So they weren't randomly selected. They were very thoughtfully selected to be a part of this book. So there's Tasha. I already spoke about Mrs. Roth. There's Lainey Rowell. So Lainey Rowell is a very good friend of mine. I look to her. This book actually wouldn't be possible without her for so many reasons. She really gave me a lot of support throughout the writing process, throughout the whole editing and revising process, publishing. Like, she just knows a lot about that stuff. She, of course, has written a few books, Evolving Learner. But I actually met Lainey through because of a teacher. George Kuros had connected us. She had written a chapter in there, and he said, "Look at Lainey's chapter, Lauren. Like, she's a great model for, what I'm looking for." And we became fast friends since then. She asked me to contribute to her book, Evolving with Gratitude. She now has that full gratitude journal, which is amazing. Such amazing books. So when I had asked her to contribute, I remember she was saying, "Are you sure, Lauren? Are you sure you want me to? You don't have to ask me." And I was like, "I know I want you to. This book wouldn't be the leader inside without you." So that's Lainey. And Lainey has a powerful contribution in the book about how she her it was really her journey, how she got to where she is now. A lot of unexpected twists and turns. Then we've got Stephanie Rothstein. Stephanie Rothstein, I also met through the book because of a teacher. She's just a wonderful, she has a special chapter in the book because she talks a lot about the space in between. She's not an administrator, she's not a teacher, she's a teacher on special assignment. That's such an important role that she's in. I served in the role as instructional coach for many years, so I thought, her contribution can really speak to those who are in that they're in that in between role, and they're supporting teachers by doing a lot of fantastic professional learning and being the connector in their professional learning communities, seeing all these best practices and being able to share and cross-pollinate ideas. So her contribution is very special. And I got to spend some time with Stephanie in Nashville a couple years ago. A bunch of us met up, a bunch of authors and writers. We met up in Nashville, and that was quite the experience, great experience, and we could really bonded there. So it was very special to have her in the book. And then, of course, there's our mutual friend Megan Lawson, who, I mean, that was a no-brainer for me. I mean, her writing is just so powerful. I knew Megan's work, before we even connected as friends. I was reading her blog, and I know she had been quoted in some of George Kuros's work. I think it was The Innovator's Mindset and maybe the Innovate Inside the Box also. And so I kind of knew of her. And Megan kind of speaks in quotes. I feel like everything she says, deeply resonates with
Oh,
me.
true. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like everything she says is so intentional and thoughtful and meaningful. And I already knew before I had asked her, and of course I was hoping she would say yes. And she did say yes right away, but I told her from the get-go. I said, "I know you haven't written your contribution yet, but I'd love you to write for the section impact. It's called Impact and Courage. Stories of impact and courage. And I wanted her to write that for that, and I wanted her to be the closer. To me, she's like the Mariano Rivera of books. She's the closer. She's the closer because,
Lauren, hold on a second. She is the
yes.
closer, but re remember, I was trying to be nice about the Yankees and the Red Sox, and we as of this recording, we did beat you last night. But anyway, I appreciate the analogy. But she is a
But
great
she
closer.
is. She is. She brings it home, and she does. I mean, I write a piece right after her. And I actually bring the book home. But she out of the contributors, she brought the book home, and just a real special group of women, strong women who have supported me and through my journey, and I'm just so grateful to have their contributions in the book.
That's actually kind of a good segue to my next thought and slash question, because when I previewed the book, I looked at it from two different layers, three layers actually. I looked at it and read it with just great appreciation for my friend, and great pride for my friend, and I just love your writing. I love your word choice. I just love the flow of it. I just really appreciate it as a craftsman, as somebody who is a former high school English teacher, and I know that I'm in great company with your dad with that. So just your craftsmanship of language is powerful. So I looked at it from that, through kind of the Lauren lens. And then I looked at it through the lens of a so-called school leader. I'm a principal, and I'm a leadership geek, and so I was really digesting the stories, and I appreciated the whole image of story, and seeing our mutual friends within that book, and them sharing their stories as well. And then probably, even though I mentioned this last, it's probably the most important lens that I look through this, but I am the proud father of three adult young women, and so I am a bit of a papa bear when it comes to that. I'm a proud girl dad. I guess now I'm a woman dad, and I am always, and both my wife and I are very much in tune with the three of them being empowered, independent, and leading, and being a contributor in some way. So there were parts in the book, and I intend to get copies of the book for each of them.
Oh,
I really do because I kind of looked at it through that lens because
wow.
it's very evident in that book too, where you're coming from in terms of that intentionality with women in leadership. And it's there's an empowering thread there as well. So as a parent, it really hit home. It really hit home for me. And there were moments in that in previewing that where I thought, this is what I want. This is exactly what Rachel needs to hear right now, my daughter Rachel. Or man, this Emily's been through this. I need to share this anecdote with her. Or man, and you're right about Megan. Like she's just like a walking proverb of
Yeah, yes.
really is. She's like the other book of Proverbs, and she
Oh,
and I'm like, man, there's I need these are the kind of things like Maddie, I would love for her to hear and like put on her sticky note of quotes or put in her journal or what have you. So as a girl dad, a woman dad now, I very much valued where you were going with the leader inside. It's still very much a universal book,
Yes.
but there was another thread there as well. And I want to just kind of throw that to you and just I want you to riff on that, please.
Sure. That's it. Thank you for sharing those lenses. It's really interesting to always see. I mean, I'm kind of at a loss for words right now because I'm so used to talking about my short blogs, and now we're talking about my book. And it's interesting to see what resonates with people, when I write my blogs, and now with the book, like you're really the first person I'm talking to about it. To know it resonated because you had the preview of the book. So I think that's great. Yes, I actually, the initial thought of this book was to approach it with more of a women in leadership lens. But the writing kind of took a little bit of a turn for me because I realized that there were so many people on my path, not just female leaders, although there were a ton of them who influenced, but a lot of work around mentorship too. So you're right. There, it is a very universal book, I think, and I'm glad you saw it that way too. But there is that women in leadership thread that's pretty powerful that I mentioned throughout, and of course I do highlight, four women leaders in the book. But it is interesting. All I can say about that is that I think it's important when you're in leadership, or no matter what role you're serving in as a leader, to have empathy, to have understanding, to really listen to people's stories, to really make people feel valued and seen and recognized. And because you want to bring out the best in those people, so that they can be their best selves, especially in education, we're here for kids. Kids are at the heart of all the decisions we make. So I think as a female in leadership, as a woman in leadership, it's been interesting to have been able to feel empowered by leaders on my path to be a model for others. And that's really all I can say about that. I feel like when I look at people, I see people, I see their insides, who they are at their core. No matter who I've interacted with on my path, it's all about who you are inside and how you can use your gifts to bring out gifts in others. So, I think there's so many layers to this book, and you're getting me to think about that more deeply. And that's why I do feel like, it can connect with anybody. You can really connect with it. That's what my hope is, because the stories that are shared are pretty varied. And I think bringing in those other perspectives, I think it makes a book interesting. I was kind of inspired by because of a teacher and also George's recent book, What Makes a Great Principal. Even though that book came out when I had already written this book, it kind of reaffirms because he has different voices in that book. And that's the book he wrote with Allison Apse. Fabulous book. It was kind of nice to bring in those different perspectives and make you like, here's George's idea, but now here's Liz Gordon's idea and Vicki Davis's idea, so he had people with different experiences adding a lot of voice, and I felt empowered after reading that. So it kind of reaffirmed what I thought about as I was writing this book, how important it was for me to spotlight leaders I consider to be just phenomenal people and models for educators and leaders alike.
You're very much in tune with your community, which I always appreciate. Like, everyone's invited, everyone is included. You're very gracious with acknowledging, the others within your journey. And I tell you that, having had the opportunity to collaborate with you on a couple of things, and just even in this podcast, you have this art form. There's this artistry that you do, Lauren, where you make people, or you don't make anybody do anything, but you influence people to be better, to do better. And to me, that's just at the heart of your classroom heart. That's the gig. That's at the heart of your leader heart, which again is very evident in the book. Like, it's not about creating other followers. It's about, as a leader, it's about really sharing your influence to just help people be better humans and to be better at what they do, and maybe be better at something that they didn't think that they could do, right?
Yeah, oh, I appreciate that compliment. As I'm blushing over here, this work is hard. It could be emotional. It's really important because we're dealing with kids, the future generation, future leaders, and it's the most important work to me on the planet, being in education, and it's. That's why every interaction matters along the way. And I talk a lot about in the book that, and it's interesting because I'm thinking about what you said about bringing out the best in others. I truly don't make it up. I try not to make it about me ever. I don't think I do. I think I'm always thinking about others before myself. And that's an important part of being a leader is. You kind of go last, right? You think about is everyone else taken care of? And then you think about yourself last because you do have to think about yourself. And oftentimes, today we talk a lot about taking care of ourselves. I've been trying harder to do that for myself because it is emotional and it is tough sometimes because we always want to do the right thing. But I just think I appreciate that compliment. I feel like I'm at a loss for words. I think if we can all model that for each other, putting others first and making sure everyone's okay, that I think we'll all just be okay. I think it'll make things better for our kids. I think that our kids deserve that. They deserve the best. Our teachers deserve the best. And, I want to be that leader that I always needed. I say that in the book. What type of leader do you want to be, Lauren? Well, the type of leader I always needed. And let me tell you something, Sean. I have made mistakes. I'm sure I will continue to make mistakes. We never do these things intentionally. We always have the best interests at heart. But I think part of the journey too, and I say this in the book, is acknowledging those feelings of we're not going to be perfect and we're going to make some more mistakes, but owning them and kind of moving on and being reflective through that, right? So yeah, I think, and no matter what happens on the journey too, I think if you stay true to yourself and your core values and you surround yourself with those who can inspire you and can influence you and lift you up along the way, that's an important part too
Right
of the
on.
process.
Right on. Lauren, I'm just grateful for your time and your expertise. I'm excited about this book and where it's gonna land and the impact that it will have. The name of the book is The Leader Inside: Stories of Leadership to Inspire the Leader Within. And I'm so happy for you, as
Thank
I'm grateful
you.
for this event and this just major personal and professional milestone for you. I'm also grateful for our friendship, and I just look forward to continued good things and good conversations with you on the journey.
Thank you, Sean. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's, even more of an honor to have you as a thought partner and friend. So thank you for this.
You're very welcome, friends. As I sign off, and oh, before I sign off, real quick, Lauren, how please share where folks can find you and subscribe to your blog and your website and all those things.
Sure. It's pretty simple. So you can find me on social media at Lauren M, as like Michelle. That's my middle name, Lauren M. Kaufman. My website is also laurenmkaufman.com, and you can find my work is pretty much all on there. I blog pretty much weekly, and anything that I have done, I've published, or yeah, it's right there. You can find me right there. You can email me. I love connecting with educators. So thank you.
It's a wonderful website, and the blog is, as I've said before on this podcast, it's my Beatles. It really is something I look forward to receiving, and I'm always honored to be tagged in it, and it's one of those that I walk away with a new insight and a deeper appreciation for our noble profession. And again, I'm just so excited about this book, and I'm glad that it's out there in the universe. And I will also say too, the way your graphic design and the way that you just kind of weave just such beauty in your images and the icons and the things that you pull from that, because you're using Canva, right? Is that or some version of Canva or a little bit of both?
Are you talking about for the cover of the book or for the
No, for your blog post.
oh, for the blog posts? Yes, Canva. I love Canva. I'm totally a Canva user
Yeah,
for so
same
many things
here.
in my life. Yes.
Yeah.
Canva is just so amazing. The images that you get from there and all the possibilities. So it's a really cool platform. I use that for all of my do you use that also for
I
your
do. I
images?
do.
Okay.
Yeah. I have a lot of fun with it as well. So little plug for Canva there for friends that are connected with that. But again, the book is The Leader Inside: Stories of Leadership to Inspire the Leader Within by Lauren M. Kaufman. Please be sure to pick up a copy of that book. Please be sure to connect with Lauren and subscribe to her wonderful blog, weekly blog, which has inspired me to both you and Megan Lawson have inspired me to blog weekly. So I'm keeping up with that. I've enjoyed that kind of gentle challenge to your content and to keep the writing muscles going. So Lauren, you know this open invitation on this podcast anytime, my friend. You know that. And it's 2 seconds and we catch right back up where we left off. So thank you for being on.
Yes, thank you for having me. And thank you to anybody who's listening.
Right on.
Have a great day or night.
All the above. Friends,
Yes.
don't forget to share with the world your dreams, your visions, your ideas, and don't forget that there is a leader inside of you, just as Lauren has shared that with us, and that you have such great potential and so many gifts and strengths, and any organization or schoolhouse or district is lucky to have you on board. This is Sean Gaylord with my great friend, Lauren Kaufman. Thank you so much for tuning into the Principal Liner Notes podcast. Hope to catch you on the flip side.
Bye.